How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You've been hoping to see the light. Your words of life keep holding on. 'Cause it's golden and he is calling you, calling you. You're chosen.
All right, everybody, I want to thank you all for joining us again for another episode of the Servant Leader Coaches Bible Study. I am your host, Coach Chelsea, and I'm super excited for this one, you all. You know, right before we got on, I was talking to tonight's servant leader about just how God allows paths to cross and how it's so humbling and how I feel like we just strengthen ourselves. We lock arms to be on that front line, simply to move the agenda forward for him. And so tonight we have another servant leader to extend this conversation on the whole armor of God. We have servant leader Britt Gusmus with us. He's an author, and we're going to talk about that today, guys. But I love it so much more than anything because he's a servant leader, you all. So I want to thank you for your time, though, Britt. I take the moment to say this each call because there's so many things we could be doing, but you took the time to be here, and time is one of the most important gifts that anybody can give. So I'll pass the torch to you so you can say hello to our listeners. We're going to get this conversation started.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Chelsea. And right back at you, because just like we talked about a little bit before we started, it is broadening our horizons, making new connections. You're in Tallahassee. I'm in Denver, Colorado. And I'd like to think that there's no coincidences in this life when we're running full tilt in God's direction and God's purpose for our lives. And so I am incredibly grateful to be on with you today, tonight, and to share a little bit about who I am, about the good work that God's doing in my life out here in Denver, and how we can continue to impact this world for the kingdom of God in every way possible. So again, thank you so much, Chelsea, for having me on. And so as Chelsea mentioned, my name is Britt Gusmus. I'm here in Denver, Colorado. I have just finished year 16 as a high school football coach and teacher, actually finishing year 10 as a teacher. And so I coach quarterbacks. I'm a JV head coach at Valor Christian High School here in Denver. And we had a great year. And more importantly than that, it's impacting young men's lives through the game of football, young men's and women's lives in the classroom, and really stepping into that, the leading and obedience and the nudges that God has put on my heart over this time. And it fires me up to be able to talk about service, to talk about sacrifice, and to talk about what it means to impact lives in a significant way. And I'll get into that here in a few minutes, but wanted to make sure that I mentioned also, I have been married for 13 years, married to the love of my life. And we have a 12-year-old daughter, Isabel, and an 11-year-old son, Colton. And I'm coaching his flag football team, and we just got a win. We got our first win this
weekend.
So yes. We've come a long way with a brand new group of kids in 3 weeks. So it's great to see them get a taste of victory. And most importantly, that we're doing it in a way with integrity and values, teaching values and teaching character to young men and women. And so really my story starts, I was always a coach. So after my playing days were over, was a state champion quarterback here in Denver at the biggest school in Colorado, Cherry Creek High School, was drafted by the Houston Astros in baseball. And so had a really vibrant, really good athletic career. And once all of that was done after playing junior college baseball and things didn't go exactly the way I planned them to go, I got into coaching. And that's always been a call, is to be a part of sports. And I'm a rabid fan, and I played football, baseball, and basketball, played the big three, and then play a lot of golf and do some other things now as I'm a little bit older. But I've always been a football guy first, and always been a big fan of baseball and basketball. And so that call that God had placed on my life, I was in sales for many years, but I coached. So I coached from the youth level on up to the high school level. And I was in sales, and I'm like, well, I don't want to be a coach full time, or I don't want to be a teacher. I want to make a lot of money, and I want to do all these things and accumulate what the world tells me I should accumulate. But I will always give back because sports has been so important to me. Well, lo and behold, in 2009, God started to nudge me on the back and gently come near me, continue to be near me, and said, Brent, I want you to go back to school, finish your master's degree, and go teach and coach full time and chase your coaching dream as far as you can go. And I'm like, school? Back in school? No way. Me back in school? That is not going to happen. But in August of 2009, I found myself asking my wife, Carrie, I want to go back to school. and I want to chase my teaching and coaching dream as far as I can. And the best way to do that, I thought, was to teach and coach. And so I'm finishing year 10 teaching. And then I was out of football for just a couple of years as I was working too much and just finishing year 16 of coaching high school football. And so you talk about the call that God puts on your life. I had to listen, because his life for mine is how I live my life. When I turn my will and my life over the care of Jesus, it was going to be his show and not mine. And I had to be obedient to that. And that's where I find myself today. Like I said, finishing year 10 and year 16, as fulfilled as I've ever been in my life, in every area of my life. So not only has God put the call on my life and shown me what that looks like, he carries me through every day. It filters into every piece of my life. I am a high energy individual anyway. And so when you're living from your purpose and when you're living spirit led, you'll see me talk a lot about on social media being spirit led. And I was just on this morning talking about how our brains are the engine, and our knowledge is the engine. But what starts that engine? What starts it is our spirits. And so I feel like that is one of my greatest strengths as a coach and a teacher, is to be able to connect kids through a spirit-led spot of integrity and character that goes far past the football field. I take a lot of pride in being a coach who knows what he's doing, a coach that understands the game, a coach that can teach the game the way it's meant to be taught, but it's more important that we touch their hearts, which leads to touching their minds, which leads to a whole new relationship, which is what they need. And so the rest of that journey through me to here I am today is a book that I've written called The Oak Tree Source, becoming a man of strength, substance, and spirituality today. So as a coach, I know, Chelsea, you know this, coaches are the source for everything.
Indeed.
Whether it be checking on grades, making sure kids get to practice, making sure equipment is ordered, making sure equipment is good, the field of play, the gym is ready to go. So coaches know this. All of you coaches know this out there better than anybody, that you are the source. You're the foundation for everything that happens. And when we speak of that in a relationship with Jesus, Jesus is the source of the church. And Chelsea had mentioned wives and husbands there at the beginning of our our time together. And so part of my growth as a man has been to understand my role. And so my role is not always the head of the household, the way men traditionally look at it. It's being the source, the foundation, the glue for my kids, for my wife, for the kids that I coach and teach. And so Paul, when he's writing in Ephesians to the church at Ephesus, he uses a Greek word called kephale. He mentions Jesus in this way, and kephale meant source, spreader of seeds, of belonging and kinship and connection. But that source, as we know, this place perfect in the service, the source is the starting point. But as Paul described Jesus as kephale, he's the head. So he's not only is he the source, but he's the head of the church, starting as the foundation of it. And so as men, what do we desire? We desire to be the head of the head coach, the head of an organization, the head of the household, because we think that's going to bring us the respect that we deserve. When all actuality, my experience has been, when I'm the starting point, when I serve first, I am going to be the head of whatever that is. And my presence will grow strong like an oak tree. And so, Chelsea, when we talk about servant leadership, that is precisely what my life is about, laying it on the line, being the lay down light for all of those that I come in contact with. And as Jesus, as God is the lamp at our feet, I think that in Matthew 5:15, it talks about not keeping your lamp with a bowl over it on the nightstand, but letting it flow around the room for everybody to see. So I am incredibly fired up to talk about service, because that's what my life is. It is what recharges me. And sometimes, as we know, it can be a thankless job, and yet it has eternal consequences for all that are involved. And man, that's what fires me up.
You got me fired up here. And I'm telling you, for those that came on late, you know, I had a little switcheroo of these, in matrimony. So, you know, Britt had to get me back on track. But it's just so amazing how you said that, because what you did is you highlighted something that we all have to understand, not only in the marriage with roles, but in this servant leadership piece, right? Because see, there's a difference between leadership and servant leadership. And I love how you placed that, how you stated that, you know, when I serve first, my presence can then grow like an oak tree. And I love that, because so often we do have it flipped. So often we do feel that when I'm the leader, we had servant leader Benny Bolden on, and his episode is coming up actually tomorrow. And it was funny because he said, you know, leadership says it's about me. Leadership is watch me do this. Leadership is let's see how high I can climb. He said, but servant leadership is being okay being in that second seat. How can I assist you? How can I help? How can I make you comfortable? How can I make you look good? And I love that. So often in these walks though, Britt, right? As coaches, as educators, in any of these type of professional realms, we mix the two up. But I love how you've highlighted so much how important it is to be Christ first, to be a kingdom builder, to be a kingdom man. Because when you mentioned, and I want to go here for a second, the young men that you lead every day, I want you to take a moment to explain the importance of being a servant leader when those young men watch you every day as a husband. I got it right that time.
Yes, ma'am.
As a coach, you know, talk about the importance of your walk, not just your talk, but your walk as a servant leader to those young men.
Well, and it's incredibly important. And thank you so much, Chelsea, because just like Benny had said, that servant leadership piece, it is imperative that you don't focus on you, that you are willing to step in. And whether it's being second, whether it's being the starting point or the source, it is not about you. And that's when the kingdom multiplies. That's when leadership becomes transformational. It becomes transformational at that point. And so that then leads into the idea of your walk. It is how I act, react in every situation. And my students see me in the hallways with an energy, high-fiving, patting on the back, having a very personal conversation or comment with those students so that they feel known. Every single day, you'll see me in the right after class or on the ball field, greeting players, making sure that I'm looking them in the eyes, asking them pointed questions about their lives so that they know that they're known and they know that they're cared for. And then they see me after the games running to who first? My wife and my kids, greeting them, giving them a hug, giving them a kiss. And so every piece, so it's intricate because we know, I mean, really kids, but adults, when you have a high standard of how you live your life, people are going to watch you a little bit closer and they're going to watch you to say, oh, well, in this situation, he wasn't godly or he didn't show his character.
You better believe it.
Right? And so it's imperative that we live from that conviction every single day in all of our relationships, all the people we come in contact with, because if I can get a smile from somebody that I don't even know, that may give them a moment where their load's a little bit lighter and they understand, man, there's goodness in this world. That guy just showed me that there's goodness in this world. And so in all of my dealings and all of my dealings with people, all of my dealings with the other coaches, all of my dealings with the kids during the day, adults, I am always intentional about making sure that they understand that what comes out of this person's being is led, is spirit led. And whether it's, man, we're going through drills and I'm trying to coach footwork, trying to coach arm slot, trying to coach, you know, our quick game or whatever it is, our play action game. It's always, I'm very upbeat, very positive, but not afraid to hold them accountable either. And so there is that piece of being demanding, but being incredibly caring and warm. And so when that demanding piece comes up, they understand what he's demanding of us is something he would do himself. He holds us to the same standard and himself to an even higher standard. And that it comes from a place of love. I'm not trying to cut them down. I mean, unfortunately, we have some coaches out there in the profession that are leaders that want to make it about them, and they tend to cut down, berate, demean, and boy, our game at any level or our sport doesn't need those things. And so you'll see me. One of the things I love to do when I see little babies. So when I see a young parent holding their baby, I always smile at the babies. I always smile at them. And I, you know, just like wave to them and they always smile. They always smile. Every once in a while, they'll be like, who is that guy? They'll give me that look like, what is that guy doing? But it's not being afraid to be childlike and understanding that, okay, when I see that smile from a child, a toddler, a baby, that's what life's all about. And as we know, Jesus held our childlike spirits and children in such high regard that they, the kingdom of God would be theirs. And so in every, I hope, and I pray, and in every interaction that I have, people see the spirit of Jesus. They see a man who's convicted, who has morals And obviously that's led by our Lord and Savior and by this, by the service that I walk with, because man, whether it's the simplest act of holding the door for players instead of them holding the door for me, making sure that I stay 20 or 30 minutes after and we throw the football or we're working on sprint outs or we're working on footwork, whatever it is that I'm giving of my time, just like you led the opener with, it's our time is our biggest treasure and gift. And I certainly don't mind giving that.
I love it. You know, you said a mouthful there. And I think more than anything, one of the pieces that stuck out to me that I loved, and it was so amazing how this aligns. You talked about when you're practicing footwork. Okay. Granted, I don't care what sport anyone plays. That is a very important piece, right? I tell all the time, I'm like, I need you to have good feet. Right. You know, and then I pick me like, well, coach, can we go get a pedicure? If that's what it takes, but I need. Okay. You know, but I love that because when we talk about footwork, it's exactly on the servant leader piece, everything you just said. It's the actions. It's not what I'm saying. It's that when they watch me, what are they watching me do? How are they watching me? How is my walk? Right. I want you to stay right there a little bit with that footwork piece. Right. Because, you know, there's a song I sing in the choir at church. And it says, we walk by faith and not by sight. And thee I put my trust because my battles he will fight. In order to please you, in order to please you, we must have faith in order to please the Lord. Talk about walking in this faith, right? And I'm going here for a second, Britt, because as coaches on so many different levels and the whole purpose of this platform, you know, we have people that are in different levels in their walk, right? But as coaches, sometimes some places where we're coaching, it makes it a little bit harder for us to learn the faith or be able to be comfortable in our faith. I want you to talk briefly about just your journey to Christ, because one of the things I've learned doing this podcast is, granted, our walks are all different. And so I love to hear them because sometimes people see the Brit now and they think that's where you started. So I want you to take a moment to talk about your footwork to find in him.
Man, amen, coach, amen. Because it has taken a lot of heartache. It has taken a lot of the refiner's fire to burn out those impurities in me. And so the spirit-led man, I got goosebumps, Chelsea, because that's where the rubber meets the road. Mm-hmm. And that's, he gives us a testimony, and I've heard it said, or your mess is your message, and you know, in certain ways, or that we are all a glorious mess. So I had to come to my knees. I was that prideful guy who had it all figured out. And my best thinking brought me to my knees. And the next step was Alcoholics Anonymous. Gotcha. The next step was getting clean and sober first, because I was so prideful and I thought I had it figured out, but I lived with an amount of shame and disgust. So we're going to the deep end of the pool here. And I, you know, this is my walk, and part of the oak tree source, and for men to grow is to get honest. And so if I can be that example for what honesty looks like, this is part of it. And so I lived with an amount of shame because I felt like I had to perform to be loved as a ball player, because obviously as a ball player, when you do really well, man, people love you. Mm-hmm. And then when you don't do well, people are, you know, can kind of look at you, or those closest to you can do the same. And so I was in this kind of cycle of performance, and well, it wasn't enough. And so maybe I'm not enough. And it took me many years, to get over that. And with a lot of heartache and a lot of turning to behaviors that weren't healthy for God to bring me to my knees and say, Britt, I love you, but you've got to do some things different. And so 17 years ago, walked in to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, and my life changed forever. Shortly after that, I I saw a gentleman by the name of Brennan Manning, who wrote classic books like Abba's Child and the Ragamuffin Gospel, and just an incredibly godly man. Got to see him speak, read the book Abba's Child, and realized that God wants that type of relationship with me. Mm-hmm. Me? Mm-hmm. Me?
Come on.
The guy who failed? The guy who wasted his talent? Yeah. I want that relationship with you, Britt. And so I know, I'm sure, Chelsea, you understand the meaning of the word Abba. Mm-hmm. Is daddy, is God. And so that's the God I started to know. And then he kept just coming near me and leading me to the next glory and to the next glory and to the next glory. And I sit here today as someone who just wants to pour that out and affect people by the means, the way Jesus did. So it took a lot of heartache, a lot of pain on my behalf, a lot of stubbornness. And I know we all have a level of that. And it just took me to come to my knees to understand that I don't have to carry that cross anymore, that he did it for me. And that God is my father. He is my father. And I run to him. I run to be close to him. And even as I follow, man, there's still been a lot of work to do, right? As he starts to build his kingdom within us, there's so much work to do. And that is painful. But there's nothing more loving. There's no connection I've ever felt in my life, even in the darkest days of when he was really showing me who I was and sending me through that refiner's fire to burn out all those impurities so that he could put his essential substance in me. I'm always like, your will be done. I love you, because I know that you have a purpose for this. That's a little bit of my story.
Britt, one, thank you for your transparency, right? There's so many angles while I was sitting here listening to you that I could have went and probably would go off of there. I'm thinking person, like, God, tell me where. I want to start first with that relationship, Abba's Child. I love that, right? I want to start there because it's amazing how, and people told me this all the time. They said that, you know, your relationship with Christ can be one thing. You can be totally and fully immersed in his love and his glory, but when you become a parent, it's going to make you immerse yourself deeper into him. And I get it. Y'all are right. So those folks out here that told me that, I do not believe you, but I'm telling you now, you are correct, right? And I say all that to say, because, you know, my father was not in my life growing up. However, my grandfather was, and that was my dude. He passed away a couple years ago. That was my guy. You hear me? Okay. And one of the things that I started though too is I could not be anywhere near him. People around us could not even know that we were connected by family, but they would see me. And when they saw me, they would say, are you related to Deacon Muse? Okay. They would see me and say, are you related to a man named James Muse? Just by how I looked, right?
Right.
You started talking about being Abba's child, right? There's two angles with that. Because of how I looked, it was easy to identify that I was connected to him. And when I went there, I thought about being Abba's child. When we walk into a room, when we're coaching, when we're teaching, when we're leading, when we're serving, can people say, hey, are you Abba's child? Because you—
Oh, amen.
You look, you resemble. Are you— you have to be, because I just see it on you, right? And when you were saying that, that just hit me. The second angle, Britt, that I went with that is that it's so amazing how before, you know, and growing in Christ, and it is an ongoing thing, we try so hard. It's like, okay, yeah, we're supposed to, you know, fear him in terms of that scripture, that word, but the thing about it is when people say, well, coach, it was one, a student of mine. He said, coach, well, I just be so nervous and I'm going to mess up. You know, I just don't want to mess up, you know. John Mosley, Coach John Mosley was on here months back from ELAC and Netflix, Basketball U. And he just said, it was so funny when they came to him to do the show, he said, the first thing he said, I just don't want to make God look bad. Okay. That's simple. I just want to make him look bad. And so I loved it because in speaking about being Abba's child, there is a different relationship when you look at it that way. It's a different relationship when you recognize that, wait a minute.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He truly does view me. I am his child. And because of that, it changes the scenario and how we move. He knows you're a father. You know your girls and your son, your daughter, your son ain't going to mess up. But you're there. You're their dad. You're going to always be proud. You're your dad. They're there. You're always going to be there. But they don't want to disappoint you because you're their father. And that shift, just like you spoke of, when I started to recognize him as my Abba Father and not just God, right? It changed the scope of how I led. It changed the scope of how I served because, see, I just want to make him proud. That was golden, Britt.
Oh, thank you very much. And Chelsea, you just followed right up with it as far as what we show on our face. What, you know, that he, God wants such intimate relationship with us that he wants our face, his face to be shown upon us. Mm-hmm. And in that love, that connection, that's precisely what I hope my life is, that his, that the glory of the light of his face is shining on me. And and it also gives a depth and a meaning and significance to what our relationship, how we should care for people. Yes. And you know, we could give lip service to walk a mile in my shoes all day long, but until we understand that love and we understand our identity is found in the God of the universe, the Son of Man who went to a cross for our sins and was resurrected. And this, and so you put it so well. Yes, I am recognized by those people that birthed me, that my family, but am I recognizable do people know me by my love, my service, by my sacrifice, by the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. Nehemiah 8:10.
Come on.
Right?
That's one of my favorite ones.
Right. Amen. And so it is in a world that is, I believe, thirsty and hungry for what we're talking about here, it's even that much more important that we be that. And that we continue to let him in so the glory of the light of his face shines upon us. And yes, there is definitely that idea. And I'm already, God, I you know, through my wiring, I'm like, man, I don't want to disappoint anybody because that's how I got my approval. But it is now right sized because I know he loves me. And when I do make mistakes, when I do fall short of his glory, which I will, that it's okay. yet he's going to put me in places where his glory can be shown.
And come on now.
So he can be shown off, because it's about him. Because it's about him and it's not about us. And man, I was reading in John. And so my wife and I go through the Bible in a year. We've done it for the last 3 years. So we do Bible 365 on the Bible app. And John 18 or 17, Jesus is getting ready to, or actually he's been apprehended. And he says to the Sanhedrin, the Jewish leaders, I've been open. You've seen me teach in the temple courts. Everything I've done has been public. Yet you treat me as a conspirator, as if I've done something in secret. Mm-hmm. And that's how the world, I think, views that sometimes, is that something doesn't match, but it does though. It does though, when he's building his kingdom within us. And yes, I do not want to disappoint him, because there's a lot on the line. Ooh. There's a lot on the line.
Come on.
There's a lot on the line for us, as obviously coaches and teachers in the care of lives, and obviously our families, but to people's eternity, to people's character. And so God calls us to a destiny that has responsibility, that he'll lovingly carry us through and equip us for around every turn. And yet, yes, it's like, but really me? I'm like, man, really?
You're right.
But yes, you. Yes, you. I see you. He sees us so much better than we see ourselves. So that, I mean, wonderful, wonderful segues there, Chelsea. Thank you so much.
No, I thank you. I just, you know, it's amazing. And I'm so thankful how, again, God aligns these paths to cross and these conversations to be had. I'm being blessed by you as well, you know. And when we talk about servant leadership, when we talk about leading as Christ would ask us to, you know, I think so often, you know, I probably mention this every single episode, but I love Christine Kane. I love Joyce Meyer. I love a lot of other ones too. And I will begin to mention them. I don't want to be biased. But I think the biggest thing is because they are strong women in the word, and they break it down the way that I understand. Okay. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Joyce Meyer and Christine Kane always mentions is that so often we'll miss our assignment because we're so focused on another area code, right? That just so maybe that job that we think is glitz and glamour, so we chase that, right? But you missed your assignment because I told you to be over there. Christine Kane had her episode last Monday, and it talked about we always want to chase being there, but we won't focus and take care of our assignment here. We're so busy and our eyes are on what somebody's doing and how they got there that we won't take care of here. And so I want you to talk for a moment about assignment. When Christ gives us the assignment, you have taken on so many different endeavors, right? Starting in your home and then spread abroad. You know, no one just pops up one day and says, hey, I'm gonna write a book, right? It starts from somewhere, and you've done it twice. But talk a little bit about being able to be obedient to the call, be obedient when he gives you the assignment, and to have the walk out on faith on that, right? Because it is scary. Like you said, we're mentioning y'all when we said me, you sure me? Because I told Britt, I said, you know, 2 years ago, we're celebrating the second year of this podcast. When Christ tapped me on my shoulder and was like, this is what I need you to do. I was like, you can't be talking to me. I didn't say this part to you, but he has to always, I tell people, he has to come to me like those should have had a V8 commercials. You know, when they hit the person upside the head.
Yes.
That's how he comes. I know the word says, he comes to you in a still small voice. He's like, no, that don't work for Chelsea. I got to be loud and boisterous. And so when I was like, you sure? You want me to do that, right? We got locked outside of the house. So it was that loud enough for you? Do you understand me? Come back, and we got 50 coaches starting off on the podcast Bible plan. So long story short, and shifting back to that same question, following the will of God and hearing that assignment can be a bit scary. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of hearing him and then following the call?
No doubt about it. Yes, it can be. And once I knew the difference between what his call was and what obedience to that call was.
Come on.
It only became that much scarier in certain ways, mm-hmm. just to take the first step.
Yeah.
And so in going back to school to heed that call, it was like, oh my gosh, I just need to put one foot, talking about footwork, one foot in front of the other.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, those checkpoints come up. That first paper that I wrote that I got an A+ on, it's like, oh, here we go. It's working. The door continues to open, and all the way to a master's degree, all the way, and redeeming those thoughts I had of myself as a student. And then the book, as I continued to have the thoughts when I journaled, because I journaled so much that I started to see, and I remembered. So he gives me these little flashes of things that have happened in my past. In 2005, I was in a Bible study at a church before Carrie and I were married. We did a little prophecy. Some folks came in, we're doing some prophetic work, and a woman prophesied over me in 2005, "Britt, you will grow strong like an oak tree."
Wow.
And so I'm jogging one day as the journaling and the ideas are coming into my mind, I'm like, oh, okay. And so I had a friend tell me, another little flash, "Britt, you should write a book." Another friend said, "You should write a book, man. You should get all this out. You have so much to say." And so the obedience started to come as I started to get the affirmations from God that, yes, this is the assignment. And all the while, as I was from 2017, 2018 to book publishing here in March, there were fits and starts. I was uninspired. It's hard to write. It's hard to continue to knock out the process every single day. And amongst that, I had interviews to be a head football coach at where I teach. And I was denied that. And so I was turned down for the job. And so you talk about assignment. Mm-hmm. And I think the assignment that obviously coaching and teaching is vocation and my call, but there was the assignment of the Oak Tree Source as well. And in 2020, when the world shut down, I was having coffee with students the day before in March 13th or 14th, 2020, mm-hmm. when it all shut down, I was having coffee with students. This guy, a guy, comes out of nowhere at Starbucks. He sets his book down on the table and he starts to tell us a little bit about his book. And then he starts to say, "You need to tell your story." Yeah. To me. And I think he was speaking to us, but he was speaking to me. And he's he started to be more emphatic about it. "You need to tell your story." And at that point, the book was fits and starts. And after I left that coffee, it felt like God did hit me on the side of the head with a V8, that you have to finish this book. And so from that day on, obviously we had a ton of time. I was teaching online and obviously sports weren't happening. And I made an appointment with myself every night. I'm going to write, whether it's 10 words or 1,000. And then all of a sudden the manuscript got done. It went to the editor, everything got in motion, and it got to the finish line.
And so,
so the assignment and obedience to that assignment is so important. And I don't know, Chelsea, if obviously my plans for the book are, you know, out here and big and praying for big and God to do big. But if it reaches one man,
come on,
at any point in his life, if it reaches one 18-year-old young man, or one 50-year-old man, or one 65-year-old man, that's why he had me write it. And if it was only for me, if it was only for me to work through all of the blessings and the catharsis and the redemption that he wanted for me, then hallelujah. And I will be obedient to that, no matter what it is. And because I went through a journey, I firmly believe that men everywhere can benefit from the journey that's in this book. But I went on a journey and I was obedient. And I expect to do the same on the next assignment.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Which is here sharing with you right in this moment. Mm-hmm. Here being in the presence of a good God who loves us and contemplating who he is and sharing that. And so I will be obedient to the next piece of it. And if it doesn't work and if it doesn't look the way I want it to look, I will be obedient because he has shown me how loving he is time after time after time. And so obedience is paramount to our walk. And it's difficult because our flesh will pull. Man, when God starts to really work in your life, your flesh is going to pull against it and you're going to scoff it at obedience. But when you understand who he is and how much he loves you and the assignment he has for you, obedience looks totally different.
That's so powerful, Brett. Like, I'm sitting here like mind blown, but just on target with you, right? I was talking to Rachel Barbeau, love her, was talking to her.
Oh, man, hey, you know what? She wrote the foreword to this book.
Come on, Rachel. You sis, let's go.
Rachel's my girl. It. Yes. She's my friend. It. Yeah. She wrote the foreword to this book. So
I love it. I mean, I'm going to pub the book, but I mean, that's even more so. Now, two good people on there. Come on. Like,
amen.
It was much of what you were just talking about now and earlier, just the grace of how good he is and your transparency, your willingness to be open and honest, to share your story and your testimony, not only within the book, but right now here speaking with, it speaks volumes, right? And we were saying that, you know, so often I am a private person, but what I've learned over the years, like you started in the opening minutes of this conversation, now people mention like that test for the testimony and that mess for that message. You know, one of the things I said with her and we were talking was that sometimes another person's freedom is in the testimony of our bondage.
Amen.
Sometimes them learning who Christ is not going to be in the church. It's not going to be in the, it's going to be watching you who they see every day. And they see, hey, Britt is up here. But wait a minute. All that happened? How is he still standing? He mentioned God, fella. He mentioned Jesus the Christ. I need to know about this man, because how is Britt still standing after he told me all of this?
Amen. Amen. It is what you just said there is so powerful. And it is that, yes, it is that freedom. It is that availability.
Yeah.
And it's that corresponding presence, like an oak tree, his oak tree, the roots of his purpose and grace and mercy and authority and power. And yes, that's Chelsea. That's it. That's why I do anything that I do is so people can possibly get a little glimpse of freedom.
Come on.
Or get a little glimpse of the risen Christ. That is it. That is it. It's it. That is my life. That is it. Is to help somebody see the freedom that can be had. And that's anybody. And so, and then we sometimes we're like, well, people who've been through a lot, you know, they're the only ones who can understand that. But every one of us is in bondage to something.
Yeah.
Whether it's the CEO who sits on the 50th floor in the corner office who makes billions can get free.
Come on.
Or
here.
The person who is just trying to get their next meal. And so that is, you, it made you just, you nailed it. You hit the nail on the head. If there's any, and that's why I don't mind being honest. If it helps one person, if it helps one person see freedom in a different way, and that freedom obviously through our Lord and Savior, or just seeing the person that I am today and understanding, like you said, the what I've been through, because we've all been through it. We've all been through something. And there is such freedom. And that's why I think the energy that I have is from the Holy Spirit living inside of me. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. For sure.
I think my natural countenance, what he gave me was energetic and enthusiastic, but man, it's totally different. It's totally different. And so it's so important what you said just there. It is so important that people see it in my way of thinking, and many people won't be able to get there. They won't be able to get there because of pride or the inability to be vulnerable, and that's okay. That's okay. I'll still keep being what he made me to be. Not do, but be. So
I love it. And I tell people, you know, I'm a foodie, right? I love food. It's a new place. My godmom had me laugh another day. She went to get food from somewhere and she was like, she told my god that I'm sure Chelsea went there already. Okay. That's me, right? And so I laugh though because think about it though, Britt, not just with food, but with everything, right? When you go eat at a place, it's probably new, or even if it's not, if it's your first time there and you loved it, what's the first thing you're new? Man, you got to try this place over here. Like, it was amazing. Okay.
Amen. Yes.
A movie, and it's great. You're like, man, did you see that such and such yet? It was mm-hmm. good. This person was in it. This person was in it. You got to go see it, man. I went and saw it twice. That's what we do, right? Man, these new shoes right here, they're comfortable, man. I ran and my knees didn't hurt. We push and we pub things all the day long. We give free advertisement to things that won't stand. But just imagine if we would give that advertisement every single day to this man that can do endless, right? That can do more than the plate. When the plate we eat, that is gone. The shoes, mm-hmm. those are gonna wear in. And that food is gonna be out of date at some point and out of the theaters at some point. But if we advertise for this man that is neither here nor there, he's every single where, every single place, and his well is never going to run dry. Could you just imagine? And that, my friend, is what you do every single day. That's what you're doing right now. That's what you've left in this book. That's what you've left over the past 45 minutes in this conversation. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so thankful to be connected to you.
And I am right back at you. And yes, with over 2 billion followers. I know we've got 8 or 9 billion people on this earth, and the greatest leader, the greatest servant leader, the greatest spirit-led leader has got 2 billion of those followers, and there are so many more that need to be reached. And thank you so much for the common likeness, the common spirit, Chelsea. There's no doubt about it. And let's keep shouting from the rooftops.
Come on, I'm telling you
about this life change. It's the it's the emoji, the shouting emoji, right?
You'll see me put it in for now.
That's right. And so this is alleluia in sign language right here. So they need to have an emoji like this. Yes.
I
can't thank you enough. And yes, my life has been changed, and changed in a way that needs to be focused on him and not me. And man, it's a pleasure. Life has depth and substance, and I think people would really benefit from more of that in their lives. and Jesus helps us do it. So glory to him.
So, but of course, before you go, we got to enshrine them, you guys. You know, so if you are familiar with the podcast call, we got to enshrine them in the Servant Leader Coaches Bible Study Hall of
Fame. Yes.
So, Britt, there's two questions I got to throw at you before we get out of here. It's the way we put your name in with us. So the first one, right? We talk about different things in our morning devotionals, how we make sure that we keep our iron sharp so we can sharpen what we've done today. But so often life throws things at us. And so in order to stand, in order to be able to make sure that I can put on the whole armor of God, keep my iron sharp, I'll do what's called my God is devotional. And what that does for me is I'll say God is, and I'll keep ripping off all the things that he's been to me, all the things that he has not been, because see, we forget those. He'll block those very things we think we need. And it's like, girl, I told you don't need that. You know? But you don't get a full list, Britt. You only get one. So if I said God is, and I drew a line, an imaginary line at the bottom, how would servant leader Britt Gustmus fill that blank? God is what?
God is my strength.
Come on. Strength like
amen. Amen. Strong and sturdy like an oak tree on display for his splendor. Isaiah 61:3. Come
Let's
on,
go. Come on, Britt. I love it. I knew where you were going with that. Yes. Oh, I love it. And can you just think about that? You're gonna make me run. That right there just alone. And I just think about it as long as you are my strength like no other reaches.
That's right.
I love it. And of course, this is the Servant Leader Coaches Bible Study, where servant leadership is at the forefront, it's at the center, all the way around what we talk about and what we do. There's so many definitions to it, but we're working to create the best faith-based, public, professional development of servant leadership. Servant leadership, two words. How would servant leader Britt Gustmus define it? Servant leadership is what to you?
Servant leadership is being the lay down light for others so they can see their path clearly through my sacrifice and my care and love and encouragement of them.
Come on, Britt. Come on. Now. No, I'm laughing because just I got this visual, right? You know, in the neighborhoods and where you live and everything.
Yes.
Everybody has the lights leading up to the sidewalk, going up to show you how to get there, right? And that was just what I envisioned in my mind in a lost, dark, and a broken world, just being the light.
Yes.
Someone, not trying to force you, not trying to tell you what to do, but just being the light to just guide and your path to make that plain and straight to him.
Amen, my friend. Yes, ma'am. That's it.
I love it, Britt.
Laying down my life to be the light so others can make their way to him. That's it.
That's huge, man. You're all right with me, man. I thank you so much. You have been given such a powerful message and comment in gems today. I appreciate you so much. I know, just like you mentioned in that book, if just one person benefited by this conversation, I know that we have made our Father proud.
Amen. Let it be so. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
Before you go, we got to cover you in due form and all those listeners. So if everybody would just take a brief moment and bow your heads Heavenly Father, we want to thank you right now for what we've seen, what we've heard, what we've experienced, and how we've been obedient to your call. I thank you right now, Lord God, for all of the listeners, Lord God, that are listening now and that will listen later, Lord God. We ask right now a special prayer for Britt, his family, his book, his ministry, his obedience, his walk, Lord God, his family, his endeavors. Touch him, Lord God. Give him the strength. Amen. Serve and to lead. Give him the strength that as he lays down to be the light for someone to find you, that he continues to stretch out and have the endurance to keep moving forward in your name. I ask that you pray and bless a special prayer for those at their point of need. We don't need to know, but you know. So bless everybody at their point of need. But most of all, help us to be lights so that those that may not know you can find you. In your son Jesus' name, we'll always pray. Amen.
Amen.
My favorite line of the call, servant leader Britt Gusmus, you are now a part of the servant leader family.
Heck yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so proud of you, man. I'm going to get the book, but I need a signed copy from you. So I'm going to get with you offline on that so I can get mine through you. But you all go get the book. I'm telling you right now, we'll maybe do a space or something studying it together. But I'm so proud of you to call you my brother. And I thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chelsea. It was an absolute pleasure to be on with you. And thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. It was awesome.
I love it. We thank you guys for listening. We're going to see you guys next time.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy and Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.